And with that, welcome to the Street Beat Show. My name is Matt Lenhard. I'm here with my son Ian in the studio. And after a little bit of a stumble at the start, we got the right tune on track and going into the afternoon with some American tunes, we'll call them. I've been looking forward to this show. There's some highlights to play for you that have always been favorites of mine. One of them is coming up next. And there were some new discoveries, and I also kind of crowdsourced some friends of mine just to see what they might say they would add to a show like this on the 2 days before the 4th of July. So we'll have some somewhat diverse music for you in this American set that we got going this afternoon. And I wish my phone wasn't beeping. I forgot to silence that. Let's do that right now. There we go. Sorry about that, everybody. Okay, that was This Land Is Your Land with Neil Young and Crazy Horse off of an album called Americana. I think I'm going to check that album out. And coming up next is a great opener, really a great opener for the show. It's America the Beautiful, sung by the one and only Ray Charles.
On thee, he cried. looks at her, says, "Hey, darling, I can remember when you could start with love. Oh, but ain't that America? You and me, ain't that America? Something to see, baby, ain't that America? Home on the free, yeah. Little pink houses for you and me.
It don't last for long. If the collar say that he got crazy once and he tried to touch the sun. And he lost a friend but kept a memory. Now he walks in quiet solitude, the forests and the streams, seeking grace in every step he takes. His side is turned inside himself to try and understand the serenity of a clear blue mountain lake. Rocky Mountain High.
Was Rocky Mountain High by John Denver. Before that, Pink Houses, John Mellencamp. And we started off with America the Beautiful by the one and only Ray Charles. And this show will be focusing on some songs of America. And there's some diverse points of view involved in some of the songs. Even Pink Houses, it's veiled, but it's there. But celebrating parts of the land, you know, that's one of the favorite parts about, to me, about being American. It's I love the land we live on. And, so part of that will be celebrated here in this show. And cueing the next song, which is the famous This Land Is Your Land. We opened up with, Neil Young and Crazy Horse performing that song. And this one's a little closer to the source. It's not Woody Guthrie, but it's, a prodigy of him. And that was Bob Dylan. And here he is live in New York City. I think it's 1961. Double check. Yes, November of 1961. Bob Dylan, This Land Is Your Land. And we'll come back with Station ID at 1 o'clock. Thank you.
highway to walk in, a ribbon of highway. I saw above me that endless skyway. I saw below me that golden valley. This line was made for you and me. This land is your land, and this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land is made for you and me. Sunny bright sands of the diamond deserts, and all around me a voice came to sing it, singing, this land was made for you and me. This land is your land, and this land is my land. From California, from the Redwood Forest, the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. One morning, I was strolling with your wheat fields waving and your dust clouds rolling. As the fog was lifting, the voice comes chanting, this land is yours. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me.
That was Bob Dylan with performance of a live performance of This Land Is New Orleans in New York City, November of 1961. I'm Matt Linhart, and I'm in the studio with my son Ian, and we're bringing you the Street Beat Show on this day, July 2nd, 2 days out from our nation's 250th birthday. We're celebrating this afternoon with music, celebrating America. And this next tune is a big vocal celebration. It is Aretha Franklin, kind of really amping up My Country, 'Tis of Thee.
life is a monkey and a monkey cream. Be American, sail away with me.
Sail away, sail away. We will cross the mighty ocean into Charleston Bay. Sail away, sail away. We will cross.
something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. A field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
Hey, that was Born. That was the first drum beat of Born in the USA, which we're going to listen to next. But that set started off with a big, big version of My Country Tis of Thee, performed by Aretha Franklin. And then Subtle Sail Away, written by Randy Newman and performed by Sonny Terry, Brownie McGee. Then we had Ohio, Cross of Stills and Nash and Young. And then For What It's Worth, Buffalo Springfield. You know, sometimes we can look back, and hindsight's 2020, of course, but, you know, we can look back and see times when our country may have been misguided or misdirected, and there might be regrets or something like, gosh, I wish it could have turned out differently. But one thing we can also celebrate in those times looking back is that we had artists, writers, musicians who could voice their opinion and express it in music and song about what they feel, you know, about something going on in the country. And sometimes those songs stick around and just kind of become part of the fabric. And you kind of wonder, you know, when a song like Ohio comes on, commemorating the Kent State incident, I think was like 1970, 71. You know, do we hear that? Do we hear the rock and roll of it? You know, do we remember the event? So anyway, there's a few of those songs sprinkled through there. No respect for our country, but our country's not perfect, but we can still celebrate the nation we live in and the freedoms we appreciate and enjoy this day. Okay, enough. No apologies. Here we go on with the music. Oh, after the jet report, here it is. That is the Flight 64, the afternoon jet, is on time. And it will be arriving at 1:52 and departing at 2:42. And thanks to our friends down at Viking Travel for that update. Okay, let's continue with Bruce the Boss with often misunderstood. Born in the USA.
Oh! same small town. Town. Still hate to see it enough to say, look who's in the big town. My bed is in a small town. Oh, that's good enough for me. I was born in a small town, and I can breathe in a small town. We'll be right back.
Illinois Central, Monday morning rail. 15 cars and 15 restless riders. 3 conductors and 25 sacks on mail. All along the southbound Odyssey, the train pulled out at Kankakee and rolled along past houses, farms, and fields. Passing trains that have no name, graveyards full of old black men, and the graveyard of the rusted
I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca road, when along came a semi with a high-end canvas-covered load. If you're going to Winnemucca, Mac, with me you can ride. And so I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Of travel I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Mattawa, La Paloma, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Tocopilla, Barranquilla, and Padilla. I'm a killer. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Boston, Charleston, Dayton, Louisiana, Washington, Houston, Kingston, Texarkana, Monterey, Faraday, Santa Fe, Tallapoosa, and Glen Rock, Black Rock, Little Rock, Oskaloosa, Tennessee, Tennessee, Chicopee, Spirit Lake, Grand Lake, Devil's Lake, Crater Lake, the Beach Lake. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Of travel I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Louisville, Nashville, Knoxville, Ombabaka, Shepherdville, Jacksonville, Waterville, Costa Rica, Pittsfield, Springfield, Bakersfield, Shreveport, Hackensack, Cadillac, Fond du Lac, Davenport, Idaho, Jellicoe, Argentina, Diamantina, Pasadena, Catalina, Sea, Guantanamo. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Pittsburgh, Parkersburg, Gravelburg, Colorado, Ellensburg, Rexburg, Vicksburg, Eldorado, Larimore, Atmore, Havistall, Chattanooga, Chaston, Nebraska, Alaska, Opelika, Baraboo, Waterloo, Kalamazoo, Kansas City, Sioux City, Cedar City, Dodge City, what a pity. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been everywhere.
some real estate here in my bag. So we bought a pack of cigarettes and dishes, wet my pies, and walked off to look for America. I said as we boarded a Greyhound in Pittsburgh, Michigan seems like a dream to me now. It took me 4 days to hitchhike from Saginaw. I've come to look for America. Laughing on the bus, playing games with the faces. She said the man in the gabardine suit was a spy. I said, be careful, his bow tie is really a camera. Toss me a cigarette, I think there's one in my raincoat. Last 1 hour ago, so I looked at the scenery. She read her magazine, and the moon rose over an open field. Kathy, I'm lost, I said, though I knew she was sleeping.
That was America by Simon and Garfunkel. And while I was listening to it, I was really just taken by the bass player in that tune. And I'll have to scramble a little bit and see who that bass player was. That's quite a bass line. Moving up towards America was going backwards, Living in America from Rocky IV. And I spent a little time with Jill trying to look up, what was the plot of that one again? It had to be with Russia, and it was when Rocky goes over to Russia to have a bout with Drago. And then I've Been Everywhere, Johnny Cash, actually written by someone else named Hank Snow, maybe the name just left me. And then started off that set with City of New Orleans, written by Arlo Guthrie and performed there by Willie Nelson. We're celebrating America and many faces that it has, including this next one, which is The Revolution Will Not Be Televised, Gil Scott-Heron.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials, because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner, because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Winnie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run, or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on the court from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on the rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry Arm, woman liberationist, and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Did you write the book of love? And do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, and do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? Well, I know that the day that I die. Stole his thorny crown. The courtroom was adjourned. That I died. Helped a skelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shelter. 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sideline. And I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing, Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." They were singing, "Bye, bye, Miss American Pie." Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die."
Don McLean with American Pie. And before that was Gil Scott-Heron with "The Revolution Will Not Be Televised."
The Eastern world, it is exploding. Violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Don't you understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. So mad, feels like coagulating. I'm sitting here just contemplating. I can't twist the truth, it knows no regulation. Handful of senators don't pass legislation, and marches alone can't bring integration. When human respect is disintegrating, this whole crazy world is just too frustrating. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Think of all the hate there is in Red China, then take a look around to Selma, Alabama. You may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. The pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, but don't forget to say grace and tell me.
It's the 4th of July. I get to wake up in your freedom, but sometimes I wonder why. Seem like everybody's pissing on the red, white, and blue. Happy birthday, America. Whatever's left of you.
it's ever been. Down cities by the left's design, and the right can't seem to get it right most of the time. Every time I go to town and vote, I just come home with blues, the lesser of two evils. We ever get to choose. Happy birthday, America. It's the 4th of July. I'll get to wake up in your freedom, but sometimes I wonder why. Seems like everybody's pissing on red, white, and blue. Happy birthday, America.
That was the Grateful Dead at, I forgot that. Where was it? Oh, Providence, Rhode Island, back in June of 1974. And that was U.S. Blues. Before that, Happy Birthday America from the late, great Toby Keith. And before that, The Eve of Destruction by Barry McGuire. And starting off that set, American Pie, Don McLean. What a classic. You're listening to the Street Beat Show. I'm Matt Lenhard here in the studio with my son, Ian. I hope you've enjoyed the show. You're going to be hearing a lot of American music from here till through the weekend. And I hope you have hear some great selections. And I could have done another hour of stuff to play. And as I'm playing this show, going, oh, yeah, that would have been great. And I'm running out of time, and I don't get the bottom of my playlist, too. So there's a lot of good stuff out there. We're going to finish out the show with Buffalo Soldier from Bob Marley. My favorite This Land Is Your Land, which is the Avett Brothers. And it's a video worth looking up to. It's really well done. And then last night, watching the U.S. soccer team beat Bosnia-Herzegovina, Take Me Home, Country Road. However, it's Israel Kamakawanole's version of it. So it's got Hawaiian places in there as he's singing it in that nice, easy style. So that's hope that's something you can enjoy, too.
This land